I got a question today that blew my mind. Let's cue the theme song. Let's go.
You're listening to the Disarming Honesty podcast with Jenny Hansen-Lane. I spent the last decade or so studying emotional intelligence and the connection that it has to the entrepreneurial world. Join us on this journey as we use every day as our teacher, as we pursue our highest vision of ourselves. The show is dedicated to vulnerability and mindset as we explore the necessary paradigm shifts it takes to change our lives and pivot into profiting from our passions. No more playing small with our dreams. Let's go.
All right. Thank you for pressing play on this episode. Somebody online joined in a conversation I was teaching about gamification, and they said, why would I use gamification when it's a form of manipulation? And I was so grateful that this person said that. And I had to take a step back because I recognize that this person has very limited information about gamification. And I wanted to just talk about this idea of manipulation with gamification. Because if we don't do gamification correctly, then people can feel manipulated. But I really don't believe the two can work together. And one of the reasons that I don't believe that they really work together is because the definition of gamification is the emotional motivation for transformation. When we think about manipulation, it is getting people to do things in a clever way with an ulterior motive. So one of the best ways to do gamification is to be open and honest about what the goals are. If you are using gamification inside your business, then you already have results that you have identified for your audience. You've already had a guarantee and a promise. So people know what they're signing up for, what they're paying you for, what they're working with you to become. That's very, very clear, right? So now that that is an established, communicated goal, you're going to give them the resources and tools to do it. And as I was listening to this person and trying to gain perspective from them, I truly had a hard time because one of the examples that they used was that people feel forced into doing things. And when we're using gamification for our coaching programs or our courses, it literally requires more than the coach and the course creator to get someone results. I have to log in as a student or a client, and I have to do part of the work. So understanding that I can't just make someone else do it for me puts the accountability in my ballpark, right? So now once the accountability is in my court, did I say ballpark or court? That's funny. Once I have the ball of accountability, whatever sport I'm playing, it would be nice if I was coached with some strategies to get there. And it would be nice if my coach was a little bit of positive along the way. So when we go back to gamification, it's all about rewarding people for their behavior. And it is not punishing people for not being involved. That's not what gamification is. That's manipulation. Manipulation is when you are you're treating someone differently because they're not doing what you want. But when you're getting the results that you want and people are doing things, positive reinforcement is okay. And that's kind of the lane that I want to focus on. I don't want to focus on someone feeling bad for not doing the work because I don't have control over that person. I don't have control over what they're able to do, but I do have control over my material, my frameworks, and my programs to position my frameworks in a way that you feel seen and heard. You feel like I'm giving you a roadmap that you know what to do. And then as you do it, I'm rewarding you, right? Now, there's so many different layers to an offer. When you offer something free or very affordable priced, it requires either for the buyer to have to implement a lot of things themselves. Then there's another type of offer where you do it with them. It requires them to participate. And then if someone pays you to do it for them, it is a lot different to gamify those experiences because someone wants you to get the results for them. But all of these examples include people's willingness to get results. And that really kills the idea and limiting belief, and it busts the myth that gamification is a form of manipulation. Okay. So some examples that were used in the discussion is that a child might not make a proper transformation because they're motivated by stickers. Now we have to take a look at the whole picture, because the goal is to, let's use the example of getting a bed made. The goal is to get your child to make their bed on their own. Okay. They don't have anything intrinsically inside of them yet that makes them feel proud of the bed made. They're even wondering, why am I making this bed? But we are trying to shift their mindset. We're trying to shift their behavior. And so some parents do a sticker board or a sticker sheet or a bingo, like whatever it is. And as they make the bed and they're rewarded, they can see the reinforcement the parent is giving for that behavior. And let's say in 2 months, your child is making their bed because they love stickers. Is that ill? Is that not the right intention? Is that not, we're all motivated by different things. So to feel that stickers are not appropriate ways to reward someone, that a child should literally just want to make their bed for the sake of wanting their bed made. To me, that's a bigger form of manipulation than actually rewarding someone for doing something they don't want to do. That's literally when I think about, there's a big discussion too in religious theology where how do we develop faith? And faith can be defined as believing in things that we believe are, believing in things that we can't see, but we believe are true. And one of the theories behind faith is faking it till you make it. Maybe you don't know if you have a deep belief on a particular principle or topic, but you have to entrench yourself in it enough and apply it to see if there, or feel if there is anything concrete there that you would like to cling to. And there are such things as habits that are created over a consistent amount of time. And so when we take all these ideas together, it is very likely that you might not develop faith in XYZ if you do not commit to ABC, right? So it's the ABC, it's the things that we do consistently that lets us see the XYZ. It is the same thing with gamification, that in order to get the XYZ, you have to do ABC. And I want to reward you for doing ABC because it's not always easy. And few people do it. And so if I can figure out a way to serve you and give you resources, it's okay if you don't use them, but I still want to say, I see you and what you're doing is amazing. And that's my TED talk for the day. I'm getting off my soapbox and just really, what can I do for that person that believes that gamification is manipulation? I think all I can do is lead by example and lead with the right intent and just clearly communicate to my audience that I want to reward you for showing up. Like, period. If we just picked one thing about gamification and said, I want to reward you for showing up, and you showed up even though you didn't want to, that's not manipulation. That's faith. That's hard work. It's not easy to show up when you don't want to. That is one of the purest forms of vulnerability and authenticity, is just even like acknowledging, like, hey, I don't want to be here, but I'm doing it. Versus not even allowing someone to show up. Oh no, you don't have to show up. You don't ever have to make your bed. You're only going to make your bed when you actually come to the conversion of it. If that were the case, I would never always eat right. Like, I need that consistent ABC to be like, okay, I can get back on track. I need the tools and resources, and I need to be able to reward myself to keep going, because long tedious, real transformation is super hard work. If you had a favorite part of this episode, or you believe, you disagree, whatever, screenshot this and tag me on Instagram. I'd love to have a conversation with you guys. Love you lots. Peace out.